This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I am Beyonce Fox, and I am joined by Dr. Sue Jordan, plastic surgeon at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Jordan. It's good to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You know, October, of course, is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and today you are going to educate us on breast cancer reconstruction. First of all, what is breast reconstruction?
Well, breast reconstruction really just aims to restore what's lost due to cancer. So a large part of this is restoring the appearance and self-image. And some of it is also to restore some function, you know, some comfort and range of motion, and even prevent things like arm swelling.
What are two main types of breast reconstruction, and what factors can affect the choice of breast reconstruction methods?
Well, there's two big buckets of breast reconstruction. There's implant-based reconstruction, and then there's tissue-based. We can start with implant-based reconstruction, which is exactly what it sounds like. We're going to replace the volume that's lost from the mastectomy with an implant, and that can be either a silicone implant or a saline implant. And some of the advantages of that are, you know, there aren't any other scars. We use the same scar that the breast came out to be able to reconstruct it and put it back in. It's a simpler procedure. The recovery is a little bit easier. The disadvantages of it, of course, it's the foreign body. So it is a prosthetic that's made in a factory that needs some kind of lifelong maintenance. But again, the recovery is just so much easier, and it can provide a nice result. The other type of reconstruction is tissue-based reconstruction. Mm-hmm. And so folks who are looking for to avoid those foreign bodies, or you know, somebody who wants a really warm and soft, natural feeling breast might opt for a tissue-based reconstruction. And so one of my favorite procedures is a deep flap, or DIEP, where we actually use that skin and fat on our bellies, between our belly button and our underwear line, to recreate the breast.
Okay.
Some of us have been saving it our whole lives. You know, it's warm, it's soft,
yeah.
Comes with a really beautiful blood supply. And we can move that tissue using microsurgery to rebuild a lovely breast mound. It, of course, comes with a long scar. It comes with a tummy tuck. And so that's an additional recovery that has to be factored in. But it's a lifelong solution. You know, it's a permanent part of you. It grows with you. It shrinks with you. It ages with you. So if you're willing for that, you know, bigger upfront investment, that can be another great option.
Dr. Jordan, what drives the decision for women to have reconstructive surgery?
The primary thing that drives the decision is really personal choice. You know, things about what your goals are for the appearance and the feel of the reconstruction, a lot about recovery and how much time that you in your life have to devote to the process.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's some medical factors that certainly play in.
We know that not every woman decides to have breast reconstruction surgery. Can you share the advantages, and what should someone think about when they decide to have this procedure?
Women are not defined by their breasts, and you know, your self-image is your own. So it's entirely a personal choice whether or not to go through with reconstruction. It can be a long process. It can take up to a year by the time, you know, the entire process is done and a few surgeries. So sometimes, you know, not having reconstruction, getting past this cancer diagnosis, getting the cancer out, moving on is the right choice for people. Things to consider really are just overall comfort. Mm-hmm. So is there going to be enough padding over your ribs? Is there going to be enough mobility of the tissues that you can live your life fully?
And what does recovery look like, Dr. Jordan?
Typically, I say it's a minimum of a month, and it can be up to 2 months before you really have your energy back and you're starting to feel like you can do anything that you were previously doing. It's an emotional time. And, you know, there's the added stressors of some discomfort and drains and a lot of doctor's appointments. It's a big milestone, but folks are usually feeling pretty good at about 2 months.
And what is one thing that you would like listeners to know about breast cancer reconstruction?
Breast cancer reconstruction is so personal. You know, it's an intimate part of the body, and we want people to feel good afterwards. I went into this because it's a quality of life procedure, being able to move in your body, being confident in your clothes, and present to the world not as a cancer patient, but as a cancer survivor. So it is all about just your personal goals.
And also the confidence in women knowing that they are beautiful before and after the reconstruction. This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and I just want to thank you, Dr. Sue Jordan, plastic surgeon at Northwestern Medicine. Thank you for all this valuable information. Appreciate it. Thanks for being on today.
Thanks so much.